Welcome to Dish Nation. Yes. We have two weddings, two surprise baby announcements, plus the Queen Cardi B's birthday celebration. Yes, yes, yes. But before we get it popping, everybody, how y'all doing?
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, everybody.
Headcrack Heidi and Frank are going to join us later. Hey, to tell us what person from Meghan Markle's past is too intimidated to call her now.
And I'll be sitting down with Perez Hilton, honey, to talk about his new juicy memoir. But first, honey, what you got, Chewy?
Hey, all right. First up, we got to congratulate LeBron James and my LA Lakers on winning the 2020 NBA championship.
Yes.
It's their first championship in 10 years. They beat up the Miami Heat in Game 6, 106-93. This gives the LA Lakers 17 titles, tying the Boston Celtics for most in NBA history, y'all. Of course, this championship's coming in the same year that of Kobe's tragic passing. So this makes the championship even sweeter, y'all. So please clap it up. Give it up for my LA Lakers,
definitely.
Baby.
Yes. Congratulations. Yes. Go Lakers.
Yes.
It was a weekend of housewives' weddings. Real Housewives of Orange County star Kelly Dodd married Fox News commentator Rick Leventhal. Now, this was an intimate wedding in Napa, California, with about 30 guests. So congratulations to Rick and Kelly.
Yes.
Now, but the other wedding, was the Real Housewives of Atlanta's. The beautiful, beautiful Cynthia Bailey,
yes,
who tied the knot with Mike Hill. Woo!
Yes.
It was so beautiful. So People Magazine, they got these exclusive photos of the happy couple, and you can go to people.com for more information about the event. All the guests wore masks, so you know the entire evening, and our own Portia and Gary were there looking so fabulous.
Looking great.
Portia,
looking
I just got to say, first of all, that leg out, you looked amazing.
Yes, the leg out.
I just want to know, do they have the dress in a size 18, Portia?
I can get it made for you,
baby.
Girl. She would love to. The wedding was absolutely beautiful, but I have to tell you, Cynthia stole the show. You know, Mike had his own sense of style. He had some sparkly on his little jacket, but Cynthia's dress that she wore during her ceremony, as you see in the people's picture, it razzle-dazzle even more in person. Like, it was so beautiful. She then changed into another dress with no sparkles, but it gave all of the body, and it was just like, you could tell, like, the feeling in the air, like, the people who were there are people who've been supporting this marriage since hashtag chill began, okay? Like, we have all been waiting for this wedding, and it was just so beautiful.
Everybody looked amazing, but you know what? Now, Sherry, a friend of yours told me to tell you hello, and that friend kind of stepped out on his own. Now, Mr. Al Reynolds, honey, the attire was all black. He wore cream, but, you know.
Al Reynolds.
Oh, Lord.
Are you colorblind?
It wasn't just weddings going on this weekend, y'all. Cardi B turned 28.
Hey.
Yes, honey. And she partied it up for her birthday in B.I.G. style. First, she was surprised with a billboard that read, "Happy Birthday, Mommy, Love Culture," featuring Cardi and Culture decked out in pink outfits. But that was just the start, honey. The party continued in Vegas, darling. And even though Cardi filed for divorce from Offset last month, things seemed to be really friendly between the two of them. He reportedly gave Cardi B a Rolls Royce with Culture's name embroidered on the seat inside.
Ooh. Yes, baby.
And at some point, y'all, guess what? They was kissing. Now, Sherry, it's one thing to be civil with your kid's father, but to be doing all this, you think Cardi and Offset might be getting back together, girl?
Yep.
Oh, Brad, I fully expect them to be getting back together.
Me too.
He is putting, Offset is putting in the work to get Cardi. And first of all, can I just say, you got a Rolls Royce with your daughter's name engraved in the seat.
Yes.
I ain't got nothing but a card when somebody wants to get back.
They're back together.
Birthday sex equal birthday baby. You know that birthday sex should be.
And they're about to have another one. Watch.
Well, talk about a TV jewelry heist scene gone wrong. Reportedly, two actors and the owner of a jewelry store have filed a lawsuit against CBS for allegedly misleading them into shooting an armed robbery scene for NCIS New Orleans in broad daylight without permits or alerting the cops.
Whoa.
What? So,
okay, now.
So according to the actors, they were approached by CBS producers in 2017 to shoot the robbery scene, and they took the job thinking, of course, that the show would take the proper security measures.
Right.
Well, it turns out that the joke was on them because while filming the scene, a store owner next door to the jewelry shop called the police after seeing the actors jump out of an unmarked van yelling, "It's a robbery."
Oh,
well, it even gets worse, y'all. The police rushed to the scene and pointed their weapons at the cast members and the jewelry store owner. Crazy, right?
Guys, this is so dangerous. The actors could have been shot.
You expect somebody like CBS to be getting the permits and everything necessary for you to do this thing and letting the neighbors know, the other stores, that this is just, we're filming.
All right, guys, guess what time it is? It's time for Portia's Baby Report. Reports to give today on precious babies. Uh-oh. So first up, we have beautiful Catherine McPhee. She basically confirmed that she's expecting a baby, her first child with her husband, 70-year-old David Foster. So she shared a video of a present she received from an alcohol company and said, "It's one of my favorite drinks, but I won't be drinking this anytime soon. Wink, wink. But I'm very excited. Aww. Who's coming over for an Italian-inspired cocktail?" And then we have Mindy Kaling. Guys, this one is a mind-blowing story right here. During a virtual appearance on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, that surprise, she gave birth to her second child.
I think they'd be thrilled to find out something extraordinary that nobody knows up until this moment.
Yes, I'm telling it for the first time now. It feels so strange, but I gave birth to a baby boy.
Sherry, are you shocked that Mindy was able to keep an entire pregnancy and birth secret like this?
Are you kidding me, Portia? I'm so shocked that Mindy Kaling was pregnant. I did not know. And it's very hard to keep a secret in Hollywood.
Yeah. Mm.
Because the moment you have a little bit of a bump, everybody's jumping on her going, you're pregnant.
Right.
So the fact that even when she was cooking with Kamala Harris, I didn't even realize that she could have been pregnant or had a baby. I am so shocked. You go ahead, Mindy. I want you for a best friend because you can keep some secrets.
Exactly.
Up next, did Chaka Khan have sex with the original super freak, Rick James, back in the day? What? Did she? We don't know. Heidi has the story coming up, and Frank bet me $5 that Heidi was going to say Chaka Khan during the story, and I think I'm going to lose the bet. Let's see what she did coming up after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Yeah.
Heidi and Frank, you are joining the party now. So what's up?
What's up?
Yes, we are. My God, Sherry, you are going to love this. You're going to love it so much. Chaka Khan.
Oh, my God.
Chaka Khan, let me rock it, Chaka Khan.
So she sat down with comedian Lunell for an interview and opened up about her sex life. Now, back in the day, she recorded a song called Slow Dancing with the late Rick James. And Lunell asked Chaka Khan, if she had sex with Rick James. And here's what Chaka said. Take a look.
How did you get to meet Rick James?
He came to the studio. He just came to the studio where I was working at.
Did you almost have a baby again? Because I would.
Hell no. I want to touch with that with your stuff.
Stop it. That's
but
hilarious.
I can actually remember and count on two hands without using all my fingers how many men I've been with.
Chaka says she could count on two hands how many people she's been with. So how do you count the number of people that you've been with, Frank?
I stopped counting a long time ago.
What would you get? What's your guess?
I hate that question. I hate playing that game.
80?
Everyone was like, let's play a game. How many you been with?
Okay, 25?
Like,
okay, 25.
I don't. It's more than 25 below a million, okay?
Who's had sex with more women, you or Chewy?
Me.
No.
Ooh.
No.
Absolutely.
No. Absolutely not.
Chewy couldn't carry my condom wrap.
Chewy was a college football player, Frank.
But Chewy's such a good guy.
I'm a great guy, but in college, I was a little bit of a pig. At one time, I had eight girlfriends in college.
Oh, had to beat me by one.
Wow.
Pretty bad.
All right, now, I'm Chewy a gentleman. Was a bigger whore than I was. You won the big whore contest.
Yeah, I think Chewy got you with the whore.
Here's your big whore trophy on Whore Island. All right, we're going to switch gears. Now, we all know Meghan Markle. She was an actress before she was Prince Harry's lovely wife. She starred on the USA Network show Suits.
Great show.
Yeah, for several years, that show ran, and Patrick J. Adams played her husband. But these days, Patrick's too intimidated to actually call Meghan. He said, after our children were born, there were some texts sent and gifts sent, but I guess I'm a little scared. I'm scared about the idea of breaking through whatever walls exist to have that conversation. So, Chewy, you think maybe Patrick, you know, Patrick's mad that Meghan left the show and, you know, and the, him and everything else in the dust and left him behind?
Hell yeah. That messed with their storyline on the show. And you're a part of this show. Like, you're messing with my money, girl. What's going on?
And Sherry, did you ever work with somebody who basically, you know, went on to become something huge and left you behind?
No, she was the one. She's the one. She left The View and look at Sherry Shepherd
look at
now.
Sherry now.
You know how many people want to be on Dish Nation? You better recognize.
You know how bad Barbara Walters wants to be here?
I know. Barbara Walters wants to be right here.
Yeah. All right, that's now, right. Nick Craig's got a message from one of our sponsors. Check it out.
Thousands of five-star reviews can't be wrong. That's why you need to check out the D-Herbs Full Body Cleanse from our friends at D-Herbs. Now, our friend CEO of D-Herbs, A.D. Dolphin, recently joined us with real-life success stories, Melody and Nicole, and their results are amazing.
The D-Herbs Full Body Cleanse helped me lose 53 pounds.
Wow.
There you go.
53?
Yes.
I not only got off the blood pressure medicine, no longer pre-diabetic, I had heartburn and all that, and then lost the weight. That was, to me, life-changing.
Let's face it, the pandemic has caused us all to put on a few pounds, but staying healthy is more important right now than ever. D-Herbs has been helping people cleanse, strengthen their immune system, lose weight, and stay healthy for over 15 years. The cleanse just works, and in only 20 days, and right now, you get a nice discount at checkout with the promo code DISH. Go to dherbs.com, promo code DISH. That's dherbs.com, promo code DISH.
Dish Nation. Oh, first of all, y'all, honey, I'm here, y'all, honey, sitting with the legend, the media personality and author, Mr. Perez Hilton. Hey, Perez, how we doing?
Hello. I am, like a lot of parents, having to do my job, which is extra busy these days, promoting my new autobiography, but also looking after my children that are homeschooling, and it's driving me crazy. I'm losing my mind.
I know it is, honey. So, Perez, tell me about your new book that you have coming out. It's titled TMI, My Life in a Scandal. Now, what was that scandal?
Oh, my God. So many scandals from that infamous night now in New York City when I made out with John Mayer to my very, very public falling out with Lady Gaga and more. I mean, I've gotten into fights and feuds with the biggest stars from Miley Cyrus to that night in Toronto where I got into an altercation with the Black Eyed Peas and Will.i.am and Fergie and his manager punched me. Dramatic.
What happened with you and John Mayer? Did y'all have each other?
He was very drunk and who knows what else. And a few years after that all happened, where we spent 5 minutes making out with tongue on New Year's Eve.
Oh, Perez!
He hosted a cruise.
Oh,
so
really?
He did a set where he talked about that night where he and I made out. And he said, yeah, I did it. I made out with Perez Hilton. I wanted to out Perez, meaning he wanted to get into my mind and mind screw me, as they say, play mind games.
Yeah.
So if anybody doubts me that John Mayer and I didn't make out, he confessed it. He talked about it and the video is out there so you can see for yourself.
Oh, all right, baby. Now that's some hot tea, honey. Can you give us a Dish Perez exclusive, honey? And, you know, you can spill some tea on somebody on something that we don't know. We can get it first from you.
I personally have been hurt by Andy Cohen recently.
Really?
Yes. This is an exclusive. I haven't shared this yet. For 7 years now, I have been trying to get a show on television about gay dads. I personally reached out to Andy Cohen over there at Bravo, and I emailed him and I said, listen, I am passionate about doing a show about gay dads, and I am aware enough to know that some networks may not want me attached as talent. So I am happy to work on this show that I'm passionate about just as a producer. And he emailed me back last year and he said, oh, it's not a right fit for Bravo. Well, what do I find out just a little bit ago? Andy Cohen is now working on a gay dad show and he does not want me involved either as talent or producer. And I feel personally slighted. And angry.
Perez, honey, thank you so much, honey. I mean, it's nice talking with you and meeting you via this computer screen. So thanks a million. Good luck to you and your endeavors, honey. And we cannot wait for the book, honey. And you know what? I'm going to be watching you because I know you're going to be on some more shows and what have you and stuff, honey. But we're going to be looking forward to seeing you and hearing more from you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
And you have a great day and a better tomorrow.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, y'all, welcome back. Now, you remember back in 2016, there was this incident between Ed Sheeran and Princess Beatrice when she accidentally cut Sheeran's face with a sword while she was jokingly pretending to be a night at James Blunt party? Y'all, I was always wondering where you got that $150 from, and now we know.
Oh,
well, Ed's manager, Stuart Camp, was on a Straight Up podcast and was asked about it, and he said he wasn't there and he never publicly commented on it, but some people wanted them to lie and say that it wasn't Princess Beatrice, but he's not lying because someone is a idiot and they've been waving a sword around when everybody was drunk. Come on now.
So, Portia, now, Stu was saying, honey, that they haven't even heard anything from Princess Beatrice, honey, since that incident back in 2016. So, do you think, honey, she is wrong for that? I mean, what would you have done, Portia? Tell me.
I definitely feel like she is super embarrassed, and that's why they haven't heard from her, because she's hoping it would just go under the rug. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't have done that.
Girl, if you look at this picture, this lady looked like Princess Chucky. She looked crazy in this picture. Yeah. I don't know if she looked like this at all. Pictures, but I'm scared, okay?
Where are we playing?
You don't play with no sword, Gary.
When you rich, honey, you have different type of games, Sherry, to play with, honey. Rich people play different games. We play with Monopoly and stuff like that. These girls play with swords and things, so I mean,
I'm gonna stay broke and play Monopoly, Gary.
What would you do, honey, if your manager spilled the tea on y'all on a podcast? Honey, what would y'all do?
Fired.
Get a new manager.
Fired.
I think Ed Sheeran is glad that his manager spilled the tea and called her a f***ing idiot, because that's probably what he called her when he was bleeding out his face. You f***ing idiot, Princess Chucky Beatrice.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, sometimes you use the people around you as a catalyst to say some
to
stuff
speak
you
through
can't
them.
Say.
Yes.
Trust me.
Yes.
That's what
oh, my
he's
God.
Doing.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.